With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Striking employees of the Mineral County Sheriff's Department have returned to work now that a mediation session is scheduled. Teamsters Local 2 spokesman Sean Fontaine tells KGVO AM that the deputies, dispatchers, and detention officers went back to work this morning. The mediation session is scheduled for June 15th. The 16 employees went on strike on May 30th, seeking a larger raise and more than a one-year contract. They had been working without a contract since July 2015. Fontaine says if the mediation doesn't work, the strike may resume, but deputies will be on patrol until then. A former colleague of an Oregon man who died in a boiling hot spring at Yellowstone National Park says the victim was on a graduation trip with his sister and planned to enter a doctoral program this fall. She says she was shocked to learn that Colin Scott died after wandering from a Yellowstone boardwalk in violation of park rules. The reward for information leading to the person or persons who illegally killed a federally protected grizzly bear in eastern Idaho is up to $15,600. The Center for Biological Diversity today announced it's contributing $5,000. The Humane Society of the United States and Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust announced today they're also offering $5,000. Officials say the Citizens Against Poaching hotline received a tip on Saturday, and investigators located the decomposing carcass of a young grizzly bear in the Caribou-Targhee National Forest near Island Park.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Republican members of Montana's congressional delegation have requested a meeting with Veterans Administration Secretary Robert McDonald in the wake of the director of the Montana VA announcing his resignation, effective July 8th. John Janitti has been running Montana's VA health operations at Fort Harrison in Helena since June of 2014, initially as acting director before being named permanent director in March of 2015. Democratic Senator John Tester says he spoke personally with VA Secretary McDonald about Janitti's resignation on Tuesday.
He assured me that he will work hard and fast to get us a director quickly, because quite frankly, this is really important for the veterans. It's really important for the Montana VA.
In a joint letter to VA Secretary McDonald yesterday, Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Ryan Zinke, both Republicans, said, quote, "The failure of the VA to prioritize the hiring of these leadership positions with honorable individuals reflects a systemic failure of the VA to prioritize the welfare of veterans as a whole," unquote. The Republicans and Senator Tester all noted that Janitti's departure will leave the top three positions at Montana's VA health system either vacant or filled by acting leaders, John Tester.
And that's kind of crazy, but it really does tell me that we have to give the flexibility of the VA to go out and actively recruit these folks and be competitive with the private sector.
Senator Tester has introduced a bill that he says would allow the VA to offer state directors more competitive salaries. Some critics of the VA have said that a major problem is that it's too hard for the agency to remove ineffective leaders and replace them with better ones. Senator Tester said Secretary McDonald has replaced a good portion of VA leadership since being appointed 2 years ago. I asked him to evaluate John Janitti's leadership in Montana.
Well, he hasn't been there all that long, quite frankly. I can't say whether Johnny did a great job or a bad job while he was there. I do know there's a couple investigations going on, but I'm told that his resignation had nothing to do with those investigations. But the bottom line is, with any part of government, we need to hold leaders accountable.
Senator Daines and Congressman Zinke's letter says they refuse to allow Montana to become another in a series of upsetting stories about the VA, and they urge the VA secretary to make replacing John Janitti a top priority. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.
Yellowstone National Park saw nearly 445,000 visitors in May, a 15% increase over the same month last year. All of the park's five entrances showed an increase in vehicles last month compared to May of 2015. The west entrance recorded the largest increase, with more than 9,000 vehicles than May 2015. The Park Service says the most striking increase in vehicle traffic was that almost 600 buses entered the park last month, a 48% increase over a year ago. Park managers say the increased visitation is likely influenced by the Park Service's centennial year, marketing and tourism promotions in Montana and Wyoming, and lower gas prices. Montana's next generation of would-be mental health workers no longer has to wait for college to launch their career and help people who are suffering. Starting this summer, they can go to camp. Heads Up Camp aims to tackle the state's sky-high suicide rates and shortage of mental health professionals by transforming compassionate teenagers into advocates. The program, a partnership between health education centers and community colleges, offers high schoolers a chance to learn about jobs in social work, counseling, psychiatry, and psychology. Teens will also be trained in suicide prevention and anti-bullying. The Montana Hospital Association hopes campers will return home to their rural communities, feeling not only empowered, but also better equipped to help. Heads Up Camp launches this August in Browning and Anaconda. The Missoulian reports Cassandra and Stephen Cease have been arrested in conjunction with the death of their cousin, Richard Warner. Cassandra told Lake County investigators that she and her two children were in the trailer near Arlee on February 17th when her husband beat Richard Warner with a hammer for apparently lying to him, court records said. Warner's body was discovered on June 2nd by two men who had planned to move the trailer. Leaders of several Northwest tribes are gathering at the site of last week's fiery train derailment to highlight the risks of moving volatile crude oil along the Columbia River. The chairman of the Yakima Nation said in a statement today that the derailment has been devastating to the town of Mosier and to people who live along the Columbia River. The Yakima and other tribes have opposed the movement of oil and other fossil fuels through the region, saying the trains pose grave threats to public safety, the environment, and their treaty-reserved fishing rights. A 96-car train carrying crude oil from the Northern Plains Balkan region to Tacoma, Washington, derailed June 3rd along the Columbia River. Union Pacific Railroad spokesman Justin Jacobs said the company takes the concern seriously. But, he says, the railroad is federally obligated to transport crude oil and other commodities for its customers. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.